This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The eye of Hurricane Dorian now reaching Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. It's a Category 1 storm now with maximum sustained winds of 90 miles an hour. But storm surge will pose a threat all the way up into the Virginia Beach area, and there are some warnings and advisories all the way up to coastal Massachusetts. Meanwhile, in the Bahamas, officials say they're just starting the real search for bodies there, so the current death toll of 30 from the storm is expected to soar.
Persons are now able to get into the areas that were impossible before. And so we're now in that recovery mode. We are seeing now, unfortunately, the death toll.
That's the Minister of State for Grand Bahama, Kwasi Thompson, speaking to NBC News. The Air Force confirming a jet mistakenly fired a rocket into the Arizona desert yesterday. No injuries or damage was reported. This is USA Radio News.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. economy adding fewer than expected jobs in August. According to the government jobs report that was just released, non-farm payrolls adding about 130,000 positions. Analysts were expecting that to be around 160,000. The jobless rate, though, stayed steady at 3.7%. Meanwhile, July's employment figure was revised from 164,000 initially down to 159,000. An airline mechanic due in court today after allegedly trying to sabotage a plane out of Miami International Airport. Abdul Mahid Maruf Ahmed Alani was arrested yesterday. He worked for American Airlines and reportedly claimed he was upset about contract negotiations. Not a whole lot of offense in the first NFL game of its 100th season. Last night, the Packers defeated their rivals, the Chicago Bears, 10-3. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Investigators are searching for answers after a dive boat accident in California. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
NTSB investigators have begun interviewing witnesses for a preliminary report on the deadly dive boat fire off the coast of Southern California on Monday. The captain and four crew members were the only survivors of the fire that killed 34 people. Ken Curtis is a dive boat owner. He joins Fox News and shares how he believes this fire may have started.
There was no explosion that they think started the whole thing. So now you might look at, is it something electrical? Could there have been some short in a generator? Could there have been some short somewhere else? We know that as divers, we're carrying cameras and stuff like that that have rechargeable batteries. Is there an issue with any of these recharges? Is it something as simple as a small camera battery being charged overnight while everybody's asleep?
Curtis says this will have a lasting impact on the diving community.
This thing with 34 people dead is the equivalent of 7 or 8 years of fatalities all in one day.
Country singer Kylie Rae Harris was one of two people killed in a three-vehicle crash in New Mexico. She was on her way to Taos when the crash happened on Wednesday night. A 16-year-old girl was also killed, and a third driver escaped injury. Harris leaves behind a six-year-old daughter. She was 30 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live.
I'll tell you what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. You need to understand the looming threat. And it has been a threat that Trevor Loudon has been sounding the alarm, I don't know, 4 or 5 years at least. Trevor, I think you and I have known each other. And you have been faithful to your job and all the research that you do. And, you know, and doing what you can to sound the alarm for the American people here. And it's always good to be talking with you. So how you doing, Trevor?
I'm doing really good, Bill. Thanks for having me on, and I hope you're doing well.
Well, you're doing well. In fact, I just got back from Hawaii. The daughter unit delivered her second child 6 weeks early. The little guy's not even supposed to be here yet. But he decided that July was a good time. Thank you. Yeah, he is doing rather well, and he's thriving, and he started out, Trevor, at 4 pounds and 3 ounces. Now he's well over 6 pounds, so he's gaining a little over an ounce a day here, so he's doing well, thank God. So yeah, we're real excited. Yeah, so good fun. For purposes of intro here, ladies and gentlemen, Trevor is a New Zealand author, speaker, political activist who maintains a blog. You're still maintaining the blog at trevorloudon.com, right?
Yep, definitely.
And Loudon is Loudon, by the way. And as we have discussed, author of 2 self-published books, Barack Obama, The Enemies Within, and The Enemies Within, Communist Socialists and Progressives in U.S. Congress. Trevor, speaking of, the looming threat here in U.S. Congress, I mean, we have 4 women, I say, of the Democratic apocalypse who have just really turned the legislative body upside down and has almost neutralized the leadership of one Nancy Pelosi. And who would have thunk that they could be so effective?
Well, that's right. And we got to understand that Ocasio-Cortez and the Rashida Tlaib, you know, they're all Marxists. They are complete Marxists. They're members of Democratic Socialists of America, which is more left-wing than the Communist Party. But they are only the tip of the iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd say there's about 100 members of the U.S. Congress who couldn't pass any form of background check. You know, they're so enmeshed in with the Chinese or the Cubans or Democratic Socialists of America, Communist Party USA, various Iranian fronts.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't be able to drive a school bus or clean the toilets in any military base in the country. You know, when Donald Trump Jr. said on Fox and Friends recently, he said the 2020 election will be communism versus freedom.
Mm.
And I hope people understand he wasn't joking.
That's quite shocking. And the thing that we're trying to get across to people, Trevor, is when they hear words like communism and Marxism, it, you know, I think some people are still it sounds too foreign for them. They don't think it's possible. But when you start to see what's happening, I mean, the one thing that I think lots of things to appreciate about President Trump, but what President Trump has really done is he has been an exposing agent to all these threats. I mean, and these are real and present dangers. And, the mainstream media has been doing everything to cover them and propagandize the American people. And meanwhile, Donald Trump, he makes a statement. They go in shock. They're just incredulous that how could he say such a thing? It's so outlandish. But then you find out that later on that Donald Trump is probably more right than wrong.
Well, that's right. He has been he has ferreted them out. He has smoked them out. The left under Hillary Clinton would have got pretty much what they wanted. And I just want to clarify, for all those Democrats listening out there, my message is this. This is not the party of Harry Truman or JFK any longer.
Right.
The radicals of the 60s and the 70s, the people who marched against the Vietnam War and for the Viet Cong and then supported the Nicaraguan Sandinista communists in the 80s, they are now in their 60s. They now run the Democratic Party. They run a lot of the media. They run a lot of the universities. They run a lot of Hollywood. So they want their revolution before they die. They didn't get their revolution in the 60s and the 70s. And they've been burrowing away in the system ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1995, the Marxists under the Democratic Socialists of America put their man, John Sweeney, in as president of the AFL-CIO. The Marxists then took over the unions, and if you control the unions, you effectively control the Democratic Party.
Mm.
And so the Marxists set a policy. It might be a Green New Deal, nuclear deal with Iran, immigration amnesty, socialized health care. The Marxists set the policy, they make it union policy, and the unions make it Democrat policy. And that's how we are in the state we're in today.
And people need to realize, because they're shocked, Trevor, that somebody like AOC can come out of nowhere, from being a bartender to being, the key influencer of this trajectory of the Democratic Party. I mean, that just tells you that the infrastructure, the Marxist and communist infrastructure within the Democratic Party is so established that somebody is a veteran, as much of a veteran as Nancy Pelosi is, that she could be rendered near neutral in this process in less than 2 years? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. That is the radical left has taken over the Democratic Party at the roots.
Mm.
And it's filtering all the way up to the top. And it's not being counted because now they are the dominant wing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, I'm just writing an article now. There's about 50 more like Ocasio-Cortez already standing for the Democrats in this election. Now, they're not all going to get elected, but I can guarantee that 8 or 10 or 12 of them will.
Mm-hmm.
And they will become the dominant wing very, very shortly. And Lindsey Graham called them communists.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump calls them the four horsewomen of the apocalypse.
Right.
But both statements are accurate,
mm-hmm.
but they are just the tip of the iceberg. And I want every Democrat out there to understand that they are not voting for Harry Truman or JFK anymore. Their party has been stolen from out from under them, and they need to reconsider their options.
Well, and that's what they're finding right now is that, as many are saying, is that they haven't left the party. The party has left them. And the Democrats of Main Street America are sitting there scratching their head, and they look over the candidate offerings for the 2020 election, and they just can't believe that this is the Democratic Party. But what you're saying clearly, welcome to the new Democratic Party of the 21st century.
Yeah, it has Marxist leadership now. It's going in a Marxist direction. And, Donald Trump actually represents more the values of a traditional Democrat from 20 years ago than anything the Democrats are offering now. He is far closer to what they would have believed in.
you know, America first, American jobs first, you know, looking after American workers, you know, a strong military, strong education system.
Exactly.
You know, all these things would have been what most Democrats would have supported 20, 30 years ago.
Got to go to break real quick. Trevor Loudon is with us. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Understand, ladies and gentlemen, they are all in. This is serious. And as Trevor Loudon was saying earlier, for these Democratic Socialists, these Marxists, this is a life and death issue. Think about it. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, you know, Trevor, with everything on the line, conservatives need to understand, and American, you know, patriots, constitutional believing patriots of this country have got to understand that this is a war that is taking place, and we've got to set up you know, step up and see this as seriously as they are. They're continuing to progress. They have taken over the Democratic Party, and they're not going to stop there. And they're going to do everything they can, just like they gave us an idea of what they can do and what they're capable of doing in 2018 and even in 2016, in so much as empowering, governmental agencies to do a coup on a duly elected president. In 2018, the ballot harvesting, the cheating that has taken place, social media, the hijacking of social media. Google has made it clear. We know that the media is controlled by liberals, and for their ultimate expression or their ultimate goal to get Donald Trump out of the Oval Office, they are all in. And this is not going to be an easy fight. And because the Democrats know that if they lose 2020 and with the big push that they're doing, Trevor, they're obliterated. You know, if they go over the cliff and they do not gain ground and do something of substance, the movement that has been started and has been driving the Democratic Party from these Marxists and communists, it's over. So their very life and future hinges on the 2020 election. So with that desperation, what do you expect?
Yeah, well, that's absolutely right. And if the Democrats lose in 2020, they will splinter, they will fracture, they will be out of power for many, many years. They may even split into two parties. I think the left will split off and form its own party. But if they win, we're in for a world of grief like we've never seen. And I want people to just think of one little bit of mathematics. MIT says there are 22 million illegals in the country right now, illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm.
That's Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Now, Mitt Romney lost his election. The Republican lost in 2012 by 2.5 million votes. Donald Trump won by about 200,000 votes. Now, Hillary Clinton promised that within 100 days of taking office, she was going to legalize every single illegal immigrant in the country. That would have given the Democrats 15 or 16 million new voters overnight.
Exactly.
Immediately, the Republicans lose Texas, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, and several other states.
You would never see a Republican president after that ever again.
Ever again, a one-party state. They would do to America what they've already done to California and what Hugo Chavez eventually has done to Venezuela, and that is no exaggeration. They are that crazy now.
Mm-hmm.
So every conservative, every voter, every patriotic Democrat, everybody who cares about the country has to understand that if Donald Trump wins the next election, we're on the way to a much better future. If he loses, we're on the way to absolute disaster. You know, I can't promise you what's going to happen in the next election, but I will say America's either going to be a heck of a lot worse or a heck of a lot better. It won't be the same.
And along that line, Trevor, America needs to understand this is a fight to the finish. I mean, this is not for the faint of heart. You know, people need to be politically educated and engaged with what is going on. And, like I said earlier, you know, people hear Marxism and communism and they say, because I get people go, oh, Bill, you're just overstating it. You know, you're just that's a talking point from conservatives and Fox News or whatever. No, it's not. Take a look at the evidence and tell me something different, because you're delusional if you think that the Marxists and communists have not taken over our government. I mean, just look at what's happened in the last 2 years. I mean, if we had a little bit of cooperation in our government right now, the China trade deal would be signed. The USMCA trade deal would already be signed. We'd be well on our way. Our GDP, we wouldn't be looking at sub 2% GDP. I mean, Donald Trump already gave us an idea of what 3 and 4% potentially could look like. I'd say we'd be, looking at 5% GDP growth. But no, I mean, these, as Lindsey Graham called them out during the Kavanaugh hearing, the Democrats, these Marxists and communists, they have such a lust for power, they could care less about Main Street America, about everyday Americans. This is why they're burning novena candles and praying that America would suddenly dive into a recession, because then that would give them an opportunity to take over the government.
Well, that's exactly right. They actually want a recession. You remember when people went crazy when Rush Limbaugh said he hoped Obama would fail?
Mm-hmm.
Because what he meant was he hoped Obama would fail in socializing America.
Exactly.
Well, you know, right now the Democrats are openly talking about a recession. They're trying to talk up a recession, you know, which would cost millions of American jobs and plunge people into poverty and cause all sorts of business defaults and just chaos for years,
mm-hmm.
so they can win power. And that shows what's more important to them, their power or the well-being of the country. And the answer is very obvious, because, I think there's a great poetic analogy for this, you know. Milton, in Paradise Lost, that great poem, he said, you know, why did Satan leave heaven? Why did Satan leave heaven and go to hell? Because he'd rather rule in hell than serve in heaven.
Exactly.
You know, these Democrats would rather destroy the country as long as they're in control than have it prosper under Donald Trump.
That's enlightening, and that's really where we are. I mean, it is that academic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I'll repeat what Donald Trump Jr. said, the 2020 election is communism versus freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not an exaggeration. People need to understand there's a deep totalitarian streak in today's Democratic Party. You know, I'm not saying that Republicans are angels. A lot of them know how to tie their shoelaces.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a president who puts America first, who puts American jobs first, wants to rebuild the military and rebuild America's everything that's great about America. And we haven't had that for a very long time.
Exactly.
You know, and every Republican, every Democrat, every independent should realize that this country's on a much better trajectory than it has been for a very long time. And if we want to lose that, vote the Democrats in. If we want to maintain it, make sure President Trump gets reelected. Do every single thing you can to get your friends to the polls, your colleagues, and get involved. This is a fight to the death here.
Without a doubt. And we know the Democrats aren't going to do this there in a way that you think is civil. They are willing to cheat. They're going to steal. They're going to lie. This is what they've been doing. And I know for some Democrat friends of mine, you know, they may be insulted, but check out the facts. See what happened. See what they did. The ballot harvesting and how they were able to change voting districts in Orange County, California, for example. I mean,
after the election.
Exactly.
You know, seven seats after election night. And as you say to your Democrat friends, you know, if Harry Truman or JFK was the president right now, would we be complaining like this?
Absolutely not. Because we know instinctively, Trevor, the very heart and soul of the American dream is in the balance here, is it not?
It is. Everything that is good about America hangs in the balance now. And it could all come down to one or two districts in California or, you know, a congressional seat in Florida. It could be that close. And we got to make sure America goes in the right direction. Otherwise, we will regret it for the rest of our lives.
Well, people have been anticipating a second American Revolution. This may be it, Trevor Loudon. Socialism expert Trevor Loudon has been our guest, author of Barack Obama, The Enemies Within, The Enemies Within, Communists, Socialists, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress. Trevor, it's always an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much.
This report is brought to you by the Satellite Broadcasting and Communications Association. This year, Congress has the opportunity to put an end to blackouts and rising TV costs, but we need your help. The Satellite Act, also known as Stellar, is a vital piece of legislation, ensuring that rural Americans, RV and camping enthusiasts, tailgaters, and long-haul truckers can watch broadcast network programming even in a remote location. Stellar also keeps pay TV bills in check for all Americans by requiring that TV broadcasters, satellite carriers, and cable companies all negotiate in good faith. However, if Congress fails to act
before the end of the year, rural Americans, RVers, truckers, and campers will lose access to network programming. And there will be no mechanism in place to stop broadcasters from raising fees even higher, meaning everyday Americans will pay even more for the TV shows they already enjoy. Congress can act now, but we need your help. Call your member of Congress today and tell them to reauthorize Stellar and modernize our TV rules. For more, visit StrongerWithSatellite.com/Stellar. That's S-T-E-L-A-R.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The eye of Hurricane Dorian now reaching Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. It's a Category 1 storm now with maximum sustained winds of 90 miles an hour. But storm surge will pose a threat all the way up into the Virginia Beach area, and there are some warnings and advisories all the way up to coastal Massachusetts. Meanwhile, in the Bahamas, officials say they're just starting the real search for bodies there, so the current death toll of 30 from the storm is expected to soar.
Persons are now able to get into the areas that were impossible before. And so we're now in that recovery mode. We are seeing now, unfortunately, the death toll.
That's the Minister of State for Grand Bahama, Kwasi Thompson, speaking to NBC News. The Air Force confirming a jet mistakenly fired a rocket into the Arizona desert yesterday. No injuries or damage was reported. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Here to all of us, ladies and gentlemen, and this portion of the show being brought to you by my friends at Network Capital Funding, the direct lending team, is going to start saving you money on your mortgage and high-interest credit card payments. Why not? Give them a call right now, 800-700-8068, for all the details. These are experts that, they know what they're talking about. And as I say, direct lending, they're not out marketing your information to other, other funders. They do it themselves, okay? Like a hurricane that has devastated countries, even ours, and is what we kind of experienced. And what happens with hurricanes is that it's one thing when it goes through, but then you've got to come back and realize, you know, what kind of damage took place. And I think we're starting to understand more and more the hurricane activity and devastation that took place when Donald Trump nominated Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. This next story here is all based on Ryan Lovelace's new book. And the story, these are the facts, ladies and gentlemen. The name of his book is Search and Destroy, Inside the Campaign. And it is a campaign against Brett Kavanaugh. This was nothing short of a political hit job on a nominee to the Supreme Court. Ryan Lovelace joins us now. Ryan, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, Ryan, as I mentioned, you know, there's one thing when a hurricane comes through and we see some quick damage, but then you go back and you really start looking at how much damage happened and the toll that has taken place. I mean, you've done this with your book, Search and Destroy, and the damage that was created by these Democratic and liberal progressive operatives is more extensive than I think the everyday public realizes.
I think you're right, and I think we really started to see the signs, before Justice Kavanaugh was even nominated, that there was a storm building. But I don't think too many people were necessarily clued in until about this time last year in September when the second set of hearings on his nomination arose. But in Search and Destroy, what I try to lay out for folks is a step-by-step kind of lifting the curtain on the campaign that the left deployed against Justice Kavanaugh, beginning from before his nomination when outside dark money groups, particularly Demand Justice, pledged to spend millions of dollars against whoever Trump would pick, all the way through the hearings where protesters were disrupting it and they had their own PR firm that would reach out to people in the press like myself and let us know, you want to talk to this arrested protester and we've got this many arrested today and that sort of a thing, all the way through to examining the motivation of different people involved, and particularly Christine Blasey Ford and her attorneys, Deborah Katz, and what exactly made them come forward and the political motivations behind all of that.
And speaking of Christine Blasey Ford, her attorney spoke out and just laid it out, said, hey, yeah, it was Roe v. Wade. I mean, that was their whole motivation. And a lot of people, you know, like anything that comes on like this, it's so shocking. You wonder and you ask questions. But the mainstream media and those that should have been there to help the public and help us all understand, including Brett Kavanaugh, understand what was going on, they were MIA on this whole issue.
They were. I think across, you know, system-wide in the press sort of fell down on the job, so to speak. You know, I spent months pouring over Deborah Katz's writings, everything I could find. I attended her speeches. I listened to her talks. I talked to people that were her adversaries because oftentimes her legal matters were settled outside of a courtroom. And, you know, what I uncovered in listening to her talk and reading all those things and looking through, you know, the emails that she sent in private to Senate Democrats and to Senate Republicans was more about why she did this. You know, Christine Blasey Ford says she can't remember precisely where this happened or precisely when this happened, and she's the only one that can tell us what happened. Well, we should be able to figure out the why. And we were told the why was about her civic duty, and her attorney said, you know, that Christine Blasey Ford was ambivalent about coming forward, and, you know, she felt that a patriotic responsibility. But now, after the fact, in private, she's talking about how it's actually motivated by wanting to put an asterisk next to anything that Justice Kavanaugh would do, any conservative justice would do, with regard to Roe v. Wade. And I thought it was really interesting when she said that. One of the things she also said was, when she tries these kinds of cases for her clients, Deborah Katz, Christine Blasey Ford's attorney, she doesn't just look to the law. You can't just look to the law. You have to have a press strategy, a legislative strategy, and utilize organized forces to act on your behalf to accomplish the goal that you want.
So now you've got, you don't have an attorney. I mean, you have advocacy on steroids that it really has abandoned, I would think, the professional tenets of the legal system. Do you not, Ryan?
I think you've got a point there. I mean, you know, so much of this was mobilizing the Me Too movement to really try this case in the court of public opinion. And because there was so much animosity surrounding all of this, nobody ever bothered really looking into this. You know, that particular comments by Christine Blasey Ford's attorney, Deborah Katz, those were publicly available online for some time. But, you know, as you were saying before, the press never bothered looking. Mm-hmm. And now I think what people are going to start to do is to take a longer look at this and say, well, maybe we actually should have bothered, investigating, you know, both sides, getting to the bottom of the story, figuring out exactly what went on and why this happened.
Well, we're talking with Ryan Lovelace. He's the author of Search and Destroy, Inside the Campaign Against Brett Kavanaugh. He covers legal news in Washington as the D.C. Business of Law reporter at the National Law Journal. Ryan, you know, when you take things so easily these days into the court of public opinion, I mean, boy, we often say on the show that in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and there is a reason that they wanted to be in this court of public opinion, because you just keep chewing on it. There's no conclusion. I mean, here Blasey Ford is able to come in along with Deborah Katz and manipulate the whole process in such a way and destroy an individual and his family to the level that they did with Brett Kavanaugh, that it makes you wonder, you know, what happens the next time around? I mean, Donald Trump could have potentially two more nominees. I mean, heads already exploded over Kavanaugh. I mean, it's just going to be a massive explosion of brains falling out from the left. What do you say?
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think it also depends on when it happens. You know, if it happens before a presidential election, if there's another vacancy, whether a justice leaves voluntarily or involuntarily before the next, you know, presidential election, things are only going to get much worse. Mm-hmm. You know, we saw between the nomination of Justice Gorsuch, President Trump's first pick, and Justice Kavanaugh's second, all kinds of new groups rise up, all kinds of new actors step in, and Democrats deployed the first partisan filibuster of a Supreme Court nominee against Gorsuch. And then Republicans nuked that so that couldn't be a possibility again. And then that's when things really got personal this time around. Next time around, I think we've already kind of crossed the Rubicon. And, you know, it's only going to get that much worse. And it's hard to imagine precisely where things go next. But I think it's largely going to depend upon, you know, who's leaving. Justice Ginsburg, you know, if she voluntarily leaves, you know, she has been a hero to so many on the left, partially because of her willingness to kind of talk about political issues. You know, folks remember during the 2016 campaign that she talked about her distaste for President Trump. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, if she's replaced by someone who doesn't share her particular ideological and political philosophies, that's going to make things pretty vitriolic here in Washington.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, I would think that, you know, people on the left are doing everything they can to keep Justice Ginsburg alive and well, mostly, whatever they can do. And here, you know, she's had a couple of health scares. And, you know, they are really nervous that, you know, barring something, you know, that could interrupt this process. I mean, you know, they know that it's tenuous there. But look, we never thought in a million years that we would lose Antonin Scalia either.
Right, right. And I think really in the absence of, you know, having the possibility for the left to pick a justice that would be like a Ginsburg that they could replace her with, that's why we've seen so many of these attacks on Justice Kavanaugh. You know, and thinking back to Justice Gorsuch's nomination, you know, the left said that belonged to Merrick Garland, and then that was Merrick Garland, President Obama's pick. Mm-hmm. And then with Justice Kavanaugh, they want an asterisk. The whole point of this is to delegitimize the authority and credibility of the court, because if they can undermine faith in the opinions that a originalist court would have, then all kinds of, you know, hell will literally break loose.
Well, and they've also thrown on the possibility of stacking the court, right? Let's, you know, 9's okay, how about 15? But even RBG says not necessarily a good idea.
Exactly. And the 2020 presidential candidates are all talking about it, and the activist groups on the left are making sure that all the Democratic candidates fall in line behind the most extreme positions about how to change the way the court functions and who is exactly on it.
We got to go to break. 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Ryan Lovelace continues with us after this. Stay with us.
From Affirm Films, Provident Films, and the Kindred Brothers comes Overcomer. John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define you? When you find your identity in the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective. You say I love
Overcomer, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now play. More information is available at overcomermovie.com.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live.
you'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, call me silly, but I've got faith in the millennials. I think they're finding out, if maybe even the hard way, that gravity still exists. You know, you fall off the roof, you hit the ground, you're going to bruise up a little bit, and it hurts. And they're finding out that these things that we've been sharing with them are based on years of experience, generations of ideas and actual facts that have been proven. And right now, look at some of them are testing out the theories and finding out that, hey, look at maybe their fathers and their grandfathers were more right than wrong. Good to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and our conversation with Ryan Lovelace continues. Ryan, I guess the word for the day is impunity. That people like, you know, like Blasey Ford and Katz, her attorney and advisor, Dianne Feinstein. I mean, what they did to the American people throughout this process, not only what they did to Brett Kavanaugh's family, but to the American body politic, and they basically got away with it.
I think, you know, up until this point, no one's bothered looking into this. And this is one of the things that, you know, as a reporter, bothered me most, because I knew that when we got to, you know, this point in September, about a year after the hearings, everyone was going to be trying to provide their own version of events of what happened, and again, not look in at anything and kind of go into their separate corners. And what I really wanted to do was provide information and not affirmation and reporting out, you know, the book Search and Destroy. And one of the ways in which, you know, I was able to do that, in, you know, talking about Senator Feinstein's role in this, you know, everybody was wondering, how exactly did the letter to her get out there in the first place? Well, in examining the way that this moved through the press from a blog online, you know, after the Washington Post first ignored it, you know, I think it's commonly forgotten that Christine Blasey Ford, before, you know, Justice Kavanaugh was even nominated, repeatedly contacted the Washington Post. But then when the letter ultimately made it to Senator Feinstein, you know, I found the email that Deborah Katz sent to Senator Feinstein's staff directing them to share the letter with Republicans. That was after Christine Blasey Ford was talking to the Post. It was after her attorneys went on CNN and on cable news to say that they're, you know, they had a client with some serious concerns, the rest of it. And it was after she had, you know, even responded to me as a reporter as well. And I think what that shows is, you know, people were wondering, well, why didn't Republicans know about this sooner? Well, Feinstein's staff didn't give the letter to Republicans until they were directed to by Deborah Katz. And so she was really the person kind of behind the scenes able to call the shots on who saw what when. And no, she's not a member of the Judiciary Committee. She's not a senator.
I'm just saying. Anyway. Yeah, I mean, that's my thought, is that she's not even a member. And she's directing, she's orchestrating this whole deal?
Exactly, exactly. And people were willing to allow that to happen because from the left's perspective, you know, they didn't have the tools they had in previous years, you know, previous nominations passed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before they had a filibuster, before they had other political tools. But because they, you know, deployed those things at inopportune times for their own political ends and because of their own failures and because Republicans had control of the Senate, they had to turn to outside groups and outside forces to try to accomplish what they couldn't do through the electoral process.
Well, I'll tell you, and they were able to, get and utilize the Me Too gambit that you write about in Chapter 5 of your book. That that this whole Me Too gambit gave them an incredible amount of cover, did it not?
It did. And, you know, one of the things that I thought was really interesting, examining the way, in particular, Christine Blasey Ford's allegation sort of went from completely ignored by the Washington Post in July to headline news in September, was, you know, listening to what the folks around Christine Blasey Ford were saying, you know, her team grew, you know, from the summer where it was, Democrats and her firm, then mm-hmm. there were outside PR firms that were, folks like SKD Knickerbocker that are very well known in Democratic circles, folks that have been involved in the Anita Hill and Clarence Thomas controversy, folks from the Clinton administration were starting to get involved. And as that team was growing around her, they were also working on the press strategy. You know, the Washington Post ignored it. So they went to a blog on the internet that they knew would need traffic. And initially it just said, you know, it was supposedly a letter reporting an incident. Didn't have any clue about what it was. And then once Senator Feinstein confirmed it, it spread like wildfire. Then it wasn't, you know, at the national press level, they didn't take the responsibility to find out what was true and what was fiction. They just instead said, well, how is this going to affect things? And that lifted it to a level it never could have gotten to without kind of the new media environment that exists today and didn't exist, you know, when Justice Thomas was, for example, dealing with a controversy of his own and his own nomination.
Exactly. Yeah, this was deja vu one more time. It's amazing to me that reporters with just even a little bit of work in trying to, you know, research her social media information, that had been scrubbed. And why wouldn't that raise any flags for them?
Right, right. And then, you know, I think all of that is part of what shows is this kind of new strategy in the Me Too era of not simply going to a courtroom. You know, when her attorneys were talking about how when they guide their clients, they want them to not look to the law, but to look to having a press strategy, a legislative strategy, a big part of that is, you know, how are you going to portray yourself?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, you know, in Republican circles in the Senate, on, you know, in surrounding Kavanaugh's team, one of the things that I, you know, really found out was just how much of a difference Michael Avenatti made. And so in studying the way he brought the Dewey Swetnick accuser forward, you know, if you compare and contrast the way those two allegations were made, Deborah Katz never left Christine Blasey Ford's side when she was on camera. Christine Blasey Ford was questioned by a sympathetic, prober who was a sexual crimes prosecutor. They were probing questions, but they weren't adversarial. You know, Dewey Swetnick was alone on camera facing a journalist who didn't have the same pressure to, you know, not believe a woman because she could say, I'm just doing my job and I have to ask these questions. Those
exactly.
kinds of questions that she faced, you know, never faced Christine Blasey Ford. And it's because of the difference in approach from how these liberal activists approach their job. One fell down to the job and another one nearly got it done. But I think what we're starting to see now and what I found in Search and Destroy was precisely how and why they did this.
And the thing is, look, you want justice and justice for all here. And, you know, as I said, this is about impunity. You had so many players here, and the guy that took the hit is Kavanaugh. I mean, this was a political hit, but meanwhile, Blasey Ford, Deborah Katz, I mean, you know, they're off merrily. We roll along. Dianne Feinstein, all these operatives, Spartacus, you know, doing their, you know, playing their parts. And, you know, meanwhile, the country goes through this horrendous experience. And it's like, wait a minute, where's the adjudication? Because now in, you know, just in normal circles, everyday circles, you talk to people and there was no conclusion about this. People are left to believe what it is that they want to believe. And Justice Kavanaugh, as far as they're concerned, has an asterisk. And, and even with Gorsuch, as you said earlier, Gorsuch is sitting in Merrick Garland's seat.
Right. And you know, I think so many people just accepted the sort of narrative that the truth was unknowable, that they didn't even bother looking into it for themselves. And so that was one of the reasons why in writing this book, you know, in writing Search and Destroy, what I wanted to do when I lay out some of these things, when I'm talking about, when I quote from a private email that hasn't been published before, you know, I publish it in full in the back of the book so folks can look at it and say, you know, for themselves, whether or not, you know, they think it's taken in proper context and that sort of a thing.
Exactly.
You know, videos, the rest of it. So everyone can do their own homework, and they don't have to take my word for it, and, you know, actually get to the bottom of things, you know, if they want to go beyond what I'm able to show in kind of the limited space and time that I have. And I really think it's important that the American people have the opportunity to do that, because they weren't given the opportunity last year. And if they don't take the time, then there's a real chance that, you know, public faith and confidence in the Supreme Court wanes. And, you know, we've seen what happens when, you know, people lose faith in other institutions.
Without a doubt. He's the author of Search and Destroy, Inside the Campaign Against Brett Kavanaugh. And we're talking about his new book. Ryan Lovelace covers legal news in Washington as the D.C. business of law reporter at the National Law Journal. Ryan, you know, wow. When, as you were going through this in this research, I mean, even you captured that video of Katz declaring Blasey Ford's motivation. You know, you asked early on, you know, what was her motivation? You know, journalists wanted to know, okay, well, why is she doing this? And we knew by instinct that we were being fed a bunch of manure, and they were looking at us like we were just mushrooms and going to be kept in the dark with all this manure they were piling on. It just didn't sit right. But now you're there, and you are the research, and then you hear from Katz's mouth, this is her motivation. What went through your head at that moment?
Well, I really thought, you know, this is getting to the bottom of exactly what this is about. She's trying to train the next group of lawyers to do what she did. Because so many people, you know, Michael Avenatti failed to do what she did. And so I think, you know, that's particularly, you know, where she made those comments was at the University of Baltimore at an Applied Feminism and Me Too keynote address to a feminist legal theory conference. And so that's about going to lawyers and Me Too activists and saying, if you want to do what I just did, here's how I did it,
exactly,
the ways to do it. And I think she never thought anyone would bother paying attention, because the Believe the Woman narrative had taken such deep roots that the press never bothered looking into it from the beginning.
Wow, this is absolutely amazing. And then, you know, as John Zemerick reported from the stream, the additional interesting point here was that Blasey Ford had some interest with an abortifacient pill, and that she was connected with this company.
Right, with Cordyceps Therapeutics. They have, you know, she's done some research for the company. That was part of what her role was there. And their drug, their only the active ingredient, is mifepristone, which is better known as the abortion drug.
Ryan Lovelace, author of Search and Destroy, Inside the Campaign Against Brett Kavanaugh. Ryan, great stuff here. Thank you so much for the time. Appreciate you being with us.
Thank you.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.